Describe something in your home that you broke and then repaired. Are IT-related jobs valued more by society? Well, yes, it's a fact that people working in the IT industry are getting paid more than ever, which demonstrates the increased value of IT jobs in some way. And the value of jobs in a certain industry is also reflected in their contributions to society. There is no doubt that we can't live without technology as long as we don't decide to live an off-grid life. Even all the traditional jobs, like doctors, teachers, and police, are heavily assisted by IT workers in their products. I believe IT jobs will be even more valuable in the future. Is the quality of products worse than before? Generally speaking, I would say that the quality of products has declined. Now that most products are mass-produced in factories or sweatshops, you don't see the same attention to detail as before. Back when more things were made by skilled craftspeople and artists, the quality was a lot higher. But the cost was a lot higher as well. It's a shame, but I think that nowadays, it's more important for something to be cheap rather than high quality. Otherwise, they are luxury goods for the rich, not for the public. So yes, products are a lot lower quality than they used to be, but it doesn't mean it's bad for society. What kinds of things do people like to repair by themselves? I suppose that this really depends on the person, because some people are naturally very handy and good at repairs, whereas others are not. For people who are handy, they can have a lot of fun repairing things, like home appliances, furniture, or even the house itself. For those who think repairing something is complicated or annoying, they might just glue together a broken gadget, such as a toy, an ornament, or a photo frame. They would rather have anything bigger and more valuable repaired by professionals. Why do people like to get their mobile phones repaired in specialized stores? I think it's mainly because mobile phones can be very difficult to repair by yourself. Even handling a battery replacement for your iPhone isn't a piece of cake, let alone something more complicated. If you try to repair your phone and you make a mistake, that could become an even bigger problem, and you may even need to get a new phone, which would cost you an arm and a leg. If you go to a phone store, they have trained specialists who know exactly what to do to fix a problem quickly. That is why many people prefer to go to a special store.